Peace and abundance to everyone out there. Thank y'all for tuning in first off. And welcome to the Adrian X Maya podcast. I just wanted to make a disclaimer, interlude per se, if you want to call it, that this is all for fair use based on the Fair Use Act. This is all for educational purposes, entertainment purposes, and all based on just the knowledge that I've researched based off of what I've seen, what I've experienced, and based off a metaphysical experience beyond my experience. So having said that, I want you guys to know that this is all for fair use. I want you guys to concretely know that, and I'm gonna keep making emphasis on that because that's important. So I'm not trying to infringe my views on anyone. I invite anyone to the conversation. You know, we can all have a conversation. I'm up for it. So thank you guys for tuning in. I sincerely appreciate y'all. And peace and love. Good night. Good morning. Ni hao. Buenas noches. Wherever you are. Okay. Peace and blessings to you. All right. Peace to the family. Peace to the family. Welcome to the Adrian X Myatt podcast. This is Adrian X Myatt. And today's topic of discussion will be about the law of harmony. But before we get into the topic of discussion, I would like to briefly discuss with you about the background music. It is 174 hertz solfeggio frequency meditation music, also known as pain relief music, which ultimately is there to heal the whole body. And according to many researchers, they have now proved that mindfulness meditation is a far better alternative to manage chronic pain rather than depending on westernized pharmaceutical medicines. 174 hertz is one of the deepest solfeggio frequencies used in sound healing. When meditating along with this healing music, it helps the brain to stimulate more endorphins, which in turn reduces the sensation of pain. I hope that this will help you. Many blessings and peace all the way. Now, having said that, it is imperative that you practice your breathing, okay? And one of the many ways you can practice your breathing is by practicing the art of ancient Kemetic meditation or spirituality, okay? The root word of spirituality is spirit, okay? And what spirit means is to breathe, okay? If you have mastered your breathing, you will become not only harmonious with yourself, but also harmonious with the things around you, okay? So it's important that you inhale as long as you can, as slowly as you can, while pushing the tummy outward, and then you exhale as slowly as you can, and as long as you can, while pressing the tummy inward, okay? So with that being said, going into the law of harmony, the law of harmony supersedes even the fundamental law of karma, okay? Harmony is the supreme potential of balance. The purpose of karma is to attain harmony. If you throw a rock into a pond, you disturb the harmony of the pond. You are the cause. The effect is the splash and the ripples that flow out and back until harmony is restored. Similarly, your disharmonious actions flow out into the universe and flow back upon you, lifetime after lifetime, until eventually your harmony is restored. In addition, a key inquiry that I would like for one to ask oneself is, what will create success and harmony in one's life? The answer, the unlimited creative power of one's mind through dedication, awareness, and training can be the wisdom to rise above one's karma within physical and spiritual laws. One can manifest any reality that one desires to experience. In regard to changing one's behavior, one must decide which disharmonious behavior one wants to eliminate. Then be aware that one does not have to change how one feels about something to affect it. If one is willing to change what one is doing. Furthermore, another essential question comes to mind. How is it that my spiritual search has led me to this? The answer lies, my spiritual search has led me to this through the lens of my ancient ancestors who saw things differently. Taking into account my ancient ancestors saw things differently, my spirituality is not only manifested in the physical realm, but also in a metaphysical realm. Furthermore, when one reflects on ancient Kemet, you'll see the god Ma and his female counterpart Mayat. They both stand for harmony, righteousness, truth, justice, order, and balance. These are the Nagas, Netters, Netterus of how one must live their lives. These figures represent the purpose for living, okay? They are the lawgivers, okay? Before the Statue of Liberty or Lady Liberty, okay? And henceforth, I propose another question. Why should creation be organized like a tree? All right? Creation should be organized like a tree because the tree itself is for creation. All right? We are creators. All right? Literally speaking, the tree is not alive just because it receives proper nutrients from the earth. The tree is alive because it exists within the matrix of creation. Additionally, the livelihood of the tree is the spirit that sustains every man, woman, and child's soul. In conclusion, this sums up this broadcast for today. I truly and sincerely hope that you have received and gained something from this program, okay? Please don't leave this program the same way you came in. And with that being said, peace, love, and light. Salute.